8 months after President Trump declared a crime emergency in the nation's capital and activated the National Guard, more than 2,500 troops are still deployed across D.C., and the mission has no clear end date. Troops continue patrolling neighborhoods, metro stations, and tourist sites. Some who live in D.C. say complaints have faded over time, and they're getting used to it. But others argue the continued military presence sends the wrong message. We talked more with Associated Press reporter Gary Fields, who's been following the story.
Thanks to home rule and the way the statutes are constructed, it pretty much puts the president in direct control of the D.C. National Guard. The wild card was when all these states also threw in and said, hey, we're going to join in this stuff too, and sending 100, 200, 300 people here. D.C.'s got about 650 National Guard members that are participating in this still. But you've got some states that got over 300. So D.C. isn't even half of the overall population of National Guard members that we've got here now. How long this thing goes on, who knows? To be honest, the lower court ruled that this was a misuse of executive authority, but the appeals court actually stopped and said, no, we actually find that it's potentially not a problem because of Washington, D.C.'s unique stature. And who knows when they're going to come up with a ruling. If you go in and start checking into the court records to look at what the schedule is and the hearing schedule is, unless the court steps in and just suddenly makes a decision, we're going to be at least past the anniversary date, which would be August of 2026. So at least past the 4th of July and the 250th birthday celebration that we're going to have, and probably later in the year. I've seen reports that they could go on and be here through January of 2029.
And if you could describe the general mission for the National Guard in D.C., would it be just make yourself visible?
If I had to try to describe what the mission is, it would be a little bit hard, one, because when you ask what the mission is simply to follow the orders that are handed out by the task force. And that's to police in places and to be a presence in places, to be some kind of deterrent. But it's a little bit hard to actually say what they're doing because they don't necessarily have the same police powers and the arresting powers that, say, MPD does. It's just hard to say other than the deterrence of seeing somebody that's an authority figure that's also an armed figure, what the specific mission is going beyond that. Last year, there was a beautification unit that was going around that was doing all kind of work. And that was interesting because some people would kind of complain about it and going, hey, look, this is a waste of taxpayer money. Now, there were other citizens in D.C. saying, hey, heck yeah, let's get them to actually clean up the city. If they're cleaning up trash and doing these kind of things, we're not going to argue with that, especially if we're not necessarily the ones paying for it. That task force stopped doing what it was doing. And as far as I know, the last thing where they participated in something that wasn't just walking the streets and patrolling some of the areas was the mayor made a request and the commanding general honored that request and sent units out to help with the snow removal and the ice removal back when we had the big snowstorms. But it's a little bit hard to say what's going on and how long it's going to continue.
Would you say that right now city leadership locally has accepted and maybe even supported the National Guard presence, given the fact that we don't know how long it's going to last?
From talking to city leaders, I don't know that there is an acquiescence, and I don't know that they're okay with this. I think there is a realization, unless the courts step in and say you can't do it, there's not a whole heck of a lot that they can do going forward. So they can kind of complain about it and they can talk about the amount of money that it costs and those kind of things. But they seem to have decided, like, look, you got other priorities. You've got other things that are going on. There are a number of reasons for that. But one of the big ones is the National Guard hasn't really been involved in anything we would consider to be controversial. People have a deeper understanding of the fact that these National Guard members aren't here because they want to be here. And I feel like some of the citizens that I talked to, that was the feeling that they had, that they separate the Guard now from everything else that's going on.
That's Associated Press reporter Gary Fields.